Lance. Hello, Robert, Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I'm a brand new listener here in Portland, Oregon, and I just got to say that you guys have the best show that I think I've ever heard. I don't even, Howard doesn't even exist anymore. You guys are just blowing him out of the water.
No, I love the fact that this station in Portland, KUFO, what they've done is they're running the show live now. So Portland gets the show 8 a.m. until 12 noon. They get it live. So in Portland, we're like half a midday show and half a morning show.
That's very cool.
Love it. Great. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Hey, do me a favor, for God's sakes. Do something to get some publicity for the show. Set yourself on fire. Jump off a building. Cut open a vein and write on a wall with your blood, I listen to Don and Mike on KUFO.
We'll do it, guys.
We need something up there. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks. All right, see you later.
It's the morning show for the habitual oversleeper.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Those are our people.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Here's a term for J-O-ing. How about roughing up the suspect?
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And is it J-O-ing or J-O?
I know, we've been through that a lot of times, right? I like J-O-ing.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's not really grammatically
that's right.
Correct.
They toss grammar to the wind.
Hello, Don, Mike show.
Don, do the rules of leaving your house at so-and-so hours apply to the 16-year-old neighbor daughter?
No, she'd get an exemption. And she's not a neighbor.
In a perfect world.
I'd like to see her try to get out by the time Malcolm in the Middle started.
She's not a neighbor. They're from out of the neighborhood. She is.
I'm tired.
She is.
Hey.
She is hot. Yeah. Imagine that. Boy, her parents come up and they go, have you seen our daughter? And I go, no. You know, I think she must have loved one of Bart's friends. Meanwhile, she's in the closet downstairs.
Well, she's 16. She has her operator's permit.
Did we decide the celebrity she most resembles, Lily Sobieski?
Yeah. That,
oh, so like a young Helen Hunt.
Very hot.
Yeah, and kind of like God, I'm such a perv. You know, I want to just say this in this way. It's very free not to have Mike here today so that I can say this without getting his accusatory looks of guilt.
He has daughters, right?
Let me just say, body-wise, very much like Shoshana Lonstein.
Ah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Zoftic.
Right. Very un 16-year-oldish.
16, marrying age in many states.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? Don,
hi.
Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Drew. I used to listen to y'all, like, years ago on WAVA.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know if y'all was the same guys or not.
Of course we are. Why?
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, I was telling the lady on the phone I was locked up. I killed my sister's boyfriend because he, it's a long story, but anyways.
No, what'd he do?
Lots of time.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Pardon?
Wait a minute. So you obviously used to listen to,
WAVA all the time.
To Mike and me when we did the morning show.
In the morning zoo, y'all were fat white Catholics.
Right, and now we just do a regular talk show, Ed. But you, so you were not able to listen because you murdered someone?
Yes, I did. I actually did 8 years of involuntary manslaughter.
Yes, I did, Don.
What did he do to deserve it, sir?
Well, my sister and him, they were dating in high school, and then one night they got in a fight or something like that, and he pushed her out of the car, and then she was all distraught about that, and so I confronted him about it, and he said, gave a bunch of bull crap
right.
excuses and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so one day, we was talking and stuff, and then my sister said that he had actually did something I don't really want to mention on the air, but
okay.
And I just kind of snapped. And
it was your sister.
You killed him.
And
this is an awful, horrific... obviously, it's a measure of how awful and violent our society is, but how did you kill the lad?
What's the word?
They're not coming for you.
They said I bludgeoned him to death with a.
They're not coming after you right now, are they?
No, that's an actual fire truck. I'm in Manassas right now. I live in Manassas, Virginia.
So you bludgeoned him to death?
Yes, I did.
What did you use?
The tire iron out of the car.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah.
A retro murder.
If you had it to do over again, I mean, considering what the guy did.
I'd still do it again.
And considering the price you paid for it, you'd still do it again.
I'd still do it again.
Defending her honor.
It was my sister.
Right.
You know? All right, let's play a game now. How many strokes do you think it took?
How many?
Don't tell us. I'm going to guess.
Hello?
I'm going to guess you killed him with four strokes of the tire iron. No. Robbie.
I'm going to say much higher. I'm going to say he was dead after 50, but you went ahead and did it 60 times, just to make sure.
And Buzz?
You may have swung more, but I think he was dead by the third swing.
Hey, Ash, you want some of this?
I say about 25.
All right, approximately how many?
I think I lost count like around about 7 or 8 times. So I don't really recall. It was a long time ago.
Well, I believe you win then, Don.
7 or 8, I'm a winner. And you, sir, my friend, congratulations. Don and Mike Show, Listener of the Week.
Killer of the Week, Don.
I don't like to consider myself a killer. I was just, in a sense, I was doing what I felt.
Certainly
right.
Not. You killed a man. Why should you be considered a killer?
He paid his debt, Don.
But the good news is now you're out, right?
Right.
Yes, I am.
Walking among us.
I'm a father, and I'm picking up my son, and I'm doing better now.
Good, and I urge you in your own car to just carry Fix-A-Flat. You know, don't take the tire iron because it might lead to something. Just, you know, use that foam stuff that you just squirt in.
And for Christmas, a good gift for you might be AAA.
Well, I don't think so. But I just like to say it's good to hear y'all again. I mean, I heard that y'all was on this station, and I was like, okay, well, I'll check them out one day. And then y'all had switched. They said y'all was on the afternoons and stuff, and so I clicked on the radio, and it was
like... Boy, it's a good thing you didn't kill someone in between the time we switched our time slot.
No.
You're not...
I'm not a violent person, actually.
You're not mad at us, are you? For
no, I'm not. I love y'all, guys. Y'all look great. Like I said, I grew up with...
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Right.
All right, behave
yourself, you animal.
I will. Y'all have a good party, too.
All right, thanks.
We didn't know she was your sister.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
You know, the funny thing there is the offhanded nature in which he said, yeah, I lost track of you guys when I was in prison for murder.
For murder.
I don't want to get into it. That's a long story.
Hello. Yeah.
But it's good to hear you.
Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted you to ask that guy, is he actually at the jail? Because I'm right around the corner from the Prince William County Jailhouse. I'm hearing the same fire trucks go past. I think that guy was still in jail.
Wow.
Maybe he just got out today.
No, he's out.
He might have, because I'm right around the corner. There's all kind of fire trucks going around. And I said, what in the hell?
No, he's better, not bitter.
He's picking up his son from school as soon as he fixes the flat.
Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Sal. Hey,
see you at the jailhouse.
Good morning.
Sal, hi.
How you doing, gentlemen? Good afternoon. I have two quick lists for you. I know you've been doing it. It's got tedious, but they're pretty good.
All right.
I have one for J&O for men and one for J&O for women.
All right, why don't you just give us the top three in your opinion for both?
Exactly, that's what I'm going to give you. For J&O for women, which no one uses, we have massaging the mound.
Okay.
Too medical.
Pinching the nub. And my favorite, with guys, we have practicing your mantra with the purple bishop.
Now.
Whipping the snot out of the frog.
Now.
And my favorite, doing the old knuckle shuffle on the piss pump.
What's your phone number, sir?
Sorry. Why do you want his phone number, Buzz?
So we can give it out on the air. Those are horrible.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, all right.
I thought perhaps you wanted to call him later. I didn't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I just want to tell you guys, the killer phone call y'all just took.
Killer show today, though.
I gotcha. Killer, thank you, my friend. All right, listen, let's switch gears for a second. We got some time, and we got some money to give away.
Yep.
Really, we got money to give away. We have a limited amount, but we have money to give away.
What show is this?
This is Rob. This is the Don and Mike Show.
With money?
And here's what we're going to play over the next hour. We're going to play a game called Who Do Ye Know?
Oh, you've been talking about this.
Yeah, this is very simple. Now, we're going to do other stuff while this is going on, but for approximately, we got, who's it from the Super Bowl coming up? James Brown from Fox at about an hour.
Excellent.
So for about the next hour, we'll be entertaining your calls, okay, to win some money.
It'll be money.
Here's the deal. You call 877-365-3636. That's the national number. D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. In New York City, WNEW, 877-692-1027.
Very good.
What you do is you call up Lisa or Slow Joe, and what we're looking for is, who do ye know? Who's the biggest celebrity you know?
Famous person
you know, and if you know them, it can't only be that you pass them on the street. street, or perhaps you've met them at a party.
Not good enough.
I mean, you really got to know them. You got to know them to the point where you got a phone number.
Hey.
Where we can call up.
Ah.
And I tell you what, depending on how large the celebrity is, on who do ye know, we'll start with $100. And like if the celebrity is Carrot Top,
right,
we'll pay $100. But if you get, if over the hour you call and you get someone like Clooney,
mm-hmm,
like George Clooney or one of the friends.
How about Janet Reno?
We'll go as high as $500.
Wow.
Depending on how big the celebrity is.
This house has sure gone crazy.
Well, now, you know, I mean, and again, knowing our audience, most likely it'll right. be like, I think the last time we did this 5 or 6 years ago, we ended up with the biggest name we had, some guy who used to be in Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, a lot of times it's not only a name, but they have something tagged to it, like so-and-so ex-bassist for Blue Oyster Cult.
See, it's already starting now. Vinny, who do you claim you know?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Johnny Travolta.
Now, do you have his phone number?
Absolutely not. No, I got his email, though.
Okay, see, no. You got to have the phone number.
Email and ask for his phone number.
So you can, what you do is then you give the phone number right. to either Joe or Lisa, and they call, and they get the person on the phone, and then they'll say, hey, I've got, John Travolta on the phone, or I've got Carrot Top on the phone.
This is your opportunity to introduce a celebrity friend or acquaintance to the Don and Mike Show and maybe win money in the process.
Sure.
I've got, Lenny or Squeaky, which one was the one we didn't have on the show?
David.
No, we had David Lander on right. the show. We didn't have Michael McKean.
I've got Michael McKean on the line right now.
Really?
No. I'm just trying to think of a grade B celebrity.
Oh, great
good example.
He's good, though. He's hot because he's on the Jiminy Glick program.
So, call now. If you want to play this game and you know some celebrities, call us up and we'll try to give them some money away. We'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa.
Oh, Charlie, you've done it.
Whee!
I'm a shooting star.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
Hey, take it easy. You'll get a stomachache if you swallow it like that.
Right.
They can have coitus without bleeding.
Yes.
Don and Mike.
All right, let's get to your calls here and see
Who do you know?
It's a throwaway thing. Either we get somebody famous or we don't get anybody at all. Let's see.
The fun is the journey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Yeah, you doing this, JR.
JR, who do you know?
Well, I don't know if you can say I know him, but I went to school with James Brown's daughter.
James Brown?
Yeah.
Which
caster?
Okay, all right.
His daughter.
With his daughter. Well, D.A., James Brown...
He's going to be on the show.
Right, like in an hour. He's going to be on the...
Like I said, I don't know if this would go with saying I know him or whatever. I've met him. He's been to my basketball game.
Okay, well, no. Let me run the concept by you. That the deal is we call someone who we normally wouldn't have contact with. The game is who do ye know? You have to impress us with the celebrities that you know. The first name you've thrown out is a guy that we've already got scheduled to be on the show today.
Exactly. Right. I know that.
We didn't have to pay anybody.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
So what that is, that's a building block. That's a first step.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to... no, I hate...
Onward and upward.
Taking his call. Glenn the janitor.
Oh, no.
What, Glenn?
Hello?
What, Glenn?
Hey, hey, you want a celebrity? I'm about to hook you up. I know many celebrities. I know people from Kid Rock, Steve Perry, but I'm going to give you the phone number to the guy who goes, what's that?
No, that would not be acceptable. You'd have to come up with a bigger name.
I'd put him below Steve.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I would put Steve Perry above the What's Up guys.
All right, listen, I could give you Steve Perry, but it's not going to be today. He's not in the United States right now.
Of course not.
How convenient.
Who would be the biggest celebrity whose phone number you could provide right now?
That's it, because Kid Rock's in California, and he isn't taking a call. I tried him first, and the What's Up guy's the only guy I can get you right now.
Uh-huh. Oh, all right, well, then goodbye, Glenn.
Hey, listen. I love you.
Right.
Listen, I hope you get a bigger celebrity than a What's Up guy. You're going to have you-know-what on your face.
Right, okay, bye, ass.
Yeah, D.A.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I would actually be more appreciative if the What's Up guy called and gave us the number to Glenn the janitor.
Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike. You're on the air. Mike.
Oh, the fun we could have.
Hi.
Hi. Mike,
I know the Macho Man Randy Savage's cell phone number.
Oh, now listen, I forgot the theme music here.
Hey.
Now, is that the guy who did the tape for us that time?
Yeah, and also Step Into a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Oh,
which is the wrestler that did the tape who couldn't get the...
the outtake.
Oh, Big John Studd.
Is he dead?
I think. Would you go grab that tape,
yeah,
Rob?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you know Randy Macho Man Savage. Do you have his phone number?
Yeah.
Cell phone.
Hold on, please. If you'll hold on, have you given that number to Lisa?
I gave it to some guy. I don't know who it was.
All right, okay. Hold on. We're going to put you on hold. And we'll try. Now, Randy Macho Man Savage, yes, he does the Slim Jim commercials.
Famous wrestler.
Right, yeah, we'd give him a call. This is the best wrestling tape we've ever had.
It is.
This guy, listen to this guy. Big John Studd. The late Big John Studd. This is a great tape from I don't know how many years ago.
6.7.
A little right there, man.
We're rolling.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Donna and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Donna and Mike. I gotta hold this up. Okay. I do a lot of these, and I taste them well.
Yeah.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and... never listen to Don and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike.
Not that hard.
I want to say Donna and Mike.
I love this tape.
This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hey,
this is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike. You're going to edit this out, right?
Yeah, right. We promise.
It'll be fine.
Even after you're dead.
Okay. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. Radio.
Great tape.
Fantastic.
All right, so, Rob, you have the number for Macho Man Randy Savage. All right, there you go. I'll tell you what, use that one. All right, Rob. Rob will now dial, and if, in fact, we do get Macho Man Randy Savage, that means that Mike... All right, let me see. Mike, are you still on the line with us there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now, if Macho Man Randy Savage is actually at this number and we get him on the air, you will be in first place. And I would say that Randy Savage would be a $100 celebrity.
Yeah. 80.
Okay.
Oh, Rob, we're not going downhill.
Okay.
It's $100. As we tried the number you've given us for Macho Man Randy Savage.
The answer is
Savage? Thank you.
Now, hey, Mike, should we, would he know you just as Mike, or should we use a last name?
Yeah, just say it's Mike Manville.
Mike Manville.
Hi, Randy, I'm calling on behalf of Mike Manville. We're doing a radio show right now, the Don and Mike Show. Can you come on the air with us?
So he can win a prize?
It would help Mike win a prize. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it'll be very fast, I promise. Hang on.
Wonder what he's doing.
Okay. All right, well, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the very first contestant on Who Do Ye Know, let's say hello to Randy, Macho Man Savage. Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Randy?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
Now, you know what? I don't think these things are not...
No, he can't if he's in New York.
The lines are messed up. I'm going to have to pass the message back and forth, but we have Mike, who's on the line from our New York station.
Right.
And
just come out with father in.
How is your father?
He's doing good. Thanks for asking, Randy.
He's doing good. Thanks for asking, Randy.
Very nice.
Mike, would there be anything you would like to ask Randy?
No, just he's getting me this $100, Randy.
He says, please get him the $100, and you've done that. How, let me ask you, how do we know for sure that this is Randy Macho Man Savage?
Oh, well, when I used to wrestle in New York, his father, good friend of mine, I signed autographs as a kid. I sort of know, I know him through, like, the great, you know, like, faith.
This is not Randy Macho Man Savage.
Randy, he has, like, a redneck accent, doesn't he?
And then it got quiet.
Douchebags.
Then it got, and then the line went dead.
You douchebags. Hey, Mike. Hey, DA.
Hello?
Is that him on both lines? Same guy?
It might be.
Yeah, he gave you his cell phone number and called on a hard line.
It might be. Hey, Mike. Hey, Randy.
Yes.
Come on, who are you really? Who are you really? I'll tell you what, if you don't tell us who you are, we're going to give out your phone number on the
phone. Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Randy Savage from Baltimore. Here's a tip for future contest players. If you're going to pretend to be a celebrity, pretend to be a $400 celebrity.
Let me see. Which one is it? The 914?
Yeah. 313. That's what we called Randy at the, on the...
You want me to give out the rest of this number? Tell me who you really are.
My name is John.
John.
Your name is John. Talk in your normal voice, John or it's going to get ugly.
Talk in your normal voice.
I guys don't.
All right.
We're
okay,
good.
Thank you.
It was very amusing.
Thank
very you. Clever ruse, John.
Goodbye. Jesus Christ.
So it begins.
So you guys, hey, this is Randy Savage.
Hello.
That's just sad.
I used to be a wrestler, duh. Oh, and I can't believe I restarted the music for that because I really thought we had Randy the Macho Man Savage.
Would have been fun.
We saved $100 though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's a
hey,
great
Hey, Don,
name.
How you doing?
Okay.
This is Pete. I wouldn't call him a celebrity. I'd call him a cheap uncle. Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. You have Billy Joel's phone number?
Well, it depends what kind of money is it worth because he's going to be pretty pissed off.
For Billy Joel, we would go $300.
Hmm. Okay, I also know Buzz's drug dealer.
Ha!
Right. Well, this happens to be Billy Joel, by the way.
Oh, wow. To Howard G.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
Howard.
hey, what's up, guys?
Howard G.
That's right, man. I'm hey, here, man.
To kiss my bumper, man.
Oh. That's right. It's me. It's
Senate
me.
Senate insurance?
It's me.
Yes.
That's right. Just kiss it.
All right, you want to play the game, Howard? Who is?
Yes, I want to play. I got Chris Tucker's number. Chris Tucker in Baltimore as we speak.
Wow.
Wow.
He's supposed to be in town. He's a theory over to a restaurant there. You know, Baltimore's starting to blow up, man.
Chris Tucker would be a $300 celebrity
now,
as well.
We're getting somewhere.
$300? Come on, man. That should be the big $500.
No. If we're going to pay $300 for Billy Joel, we'll pay $300 for Chris Tucker.
All right. Well, you ready to call him?
Yeah.
I got his number, okay.
All right, hold on just a second. I would have gone $500, except Chris Tucker is like Michael Jackson's butt boy these days.
Yeah.
Rob, will you get the number from Howard?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Just pick up the phone and get
him. What line is he on?
He's on 444.
But at least we know this is going to be legit because Howard does some TV work and we know him, so we know he's on the up and up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Uh-huh. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I got a question. Were you still taking people, names of famous people that people have known or met?
Well, yeah, it's who do ye know, but you've got to have a phone number for the celebrity.
A picture doesn't work?
No,
it's radio, sir.
Yeah.
How would a picture work on radio?
Okay. It would work real well if I were to, like, UPS it in or something, or, you know. That would be verification, wouldn't
it? That's good.
Can you see the picture I'm holding up now, sir?
Another graduate from UCKF. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Oops, hold on. Robbie, what is the what's the latest with Chris Tucker?
We're dialing him up right now.
All right, we're calling.
Right now.
Famous star, Chris Tucker.
Movie star. Michael Jackson's friend.
Yes. Rush Hour, Jackie Chan's friend. Right. Oh, Jackie Chan. Right. Oh. Which one of the Jacksons are you, Tito? Okay. Chris Tucker. Here we go. This could be...
Howard G. thinks this is either going to ring to Chris or to an assistant of Chris. Hi, I'm calling for Chris Tucker. I'm calling on behalf of Howard G.
Chris Mother Tucker.
Is Chris Tucker available? Thank you. Good, hold on.
We got Chris Tucker. This will be the biggest one thus far.
This is pretty big.
Biggest since Tony Randall.
I think you're right, Rob.
Tony Randall is always our fallback celebrity.
It was. He got...
My name is Rob Spilak. I'm calling on behalf of Howard G., your comedian friend. And if you come on our radio show right now, we can win some money for Howard. Can you come on the air with us?
Tell him Howard's on the line, too.
Just to say hi. Howard's on the line, too. He'd like to say hi to you on the air. No, hold on. Can I put you... Chris, can I put you on the air?
With Howard.
Okay, it'll be very fast. Go ahead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up? Listen, now, who am I talking to? I ain't know you ain't telling me where you were from. Who am I
okay.
talking to?
Okay, I'm Don from the Don and Mike Show. And
hello, Don.
Hi, how you doing, Chris? Love you. You're funny as S. We have now on the phone. Now, Howard?
Yes.
Howard, tell Chris what's going on.
Chris. Hello? I'm right here, man. I'm listening. Who? Don, where y'all from, Don and Mike? Where y'all from? Y'all from Atlanta? Where y'all from?
No. It's a national show. D.C., New York.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Who's dialing?
Who's dialing there? D.C. D.C., New York, Sacramento, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland.
Okay. Well, what's up, y'all? How y'all feeling? What's going on? Well,
okay.
I mean, you know.
This is simply a contest to see what celebrity we can get on the air. And your friend Howard G. called.
Well, first of all, Howard ain't really my friend. Let me explain that to you. I met Howard in Baltimore. Howard, what you got me talking, man? Who am I talking to, man?
This is me, man. Howard G's comedian. This is Don and Mike, man. They on a radio syndicated show. They all over, man. And
Howard always trying to hook something up like this, man. So what we gotta do? Sing? What dance? What we gotta do? Answer questions. What we doing?
No, this was it. You just had to come on the air and say hello. That's it.
That's how they want it, Chris.
Just good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's over?
That's it.
All right. Okay, Howard. Well, man, call me after we get off the phone, man.
All right, Chris. I need to holler at you anyway.
Call me after we get off the phone.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, I will tell you, there is some debate in this room as if that was actually Chris Tucker or not.
Absolutely.
We'll prove y'all would it.
Well, he was pissed off.
He just, it seemed, yeah. Perhaps, it, maybe it's because I'm sitting in Mike's chair. And maybe I'm getting
he seemed pissed off.
The voice seemed exaggerated to me.
No, but you know what? The more... I'm going to listen to the tape during the break. I'm going to go on... Being as we know Howard G.
Right.
And he's a friend of the show.
Good guy.
Yeah.
I got to think... You wouldn't be us, would you, Howard?
No, because I like that guy. Don't realize. All these guys were the local comedians like myself first before they blew up.
Now, you think...
I still keep in contact with them.
All right, then here's what you do. Call him back and see if he was pissed off, and then call us back. Lisa will give you the inside number. Call us back and tell us if he was pissed.
Because I think he might have been.
But anyway,
we did hear the business meeting going on right now, so I might have, you know.
All right, well, you're in the lead right now. Hold on a second, Howard G.
Yeah,
we're going to have to go with the judge's rule. That was Chris Tucker.
And you know what? I agree now more because there was a time when they were talking at the same time. Howard does some impressions in his act, so I didn't know if he was trying to perhaps to try something on.
Yeah, but if Howard knew, if Howard knows us enough to know that we busted him on doing that,
that's true.
He'd never come on the show again.
He knows that you know. That he knows.
That you know, okay.
Right,
Norton. Chris Tucker would be the leader right now. Let's go to Stacy. Stacy, hello. Stacy.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Who do ye know?
I have O.J. Simpson's phone number.
Oh. Let me say, O.J. Simpson is a contest stopper. O.J. Simpson is a $500 winner.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope so.
Hold on. Please.
Okay.
Johnny, if you would get the number. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Get the number for Johnny.
Why would this white woman know OJ?
Well, hold on. I'm trying to get on hold, Lisa. Someone else picked it up. It's not... Oh, or is it me? Hold on a second. Hold. Howard G. I'm trying to... Boy, there you go. It's on hold. The number's on hold. All right, now, this is...
Stacey.
Lisa has the number. We're now calling... O.J. Simpson.
Or so Stacy says.
All right, let's put Stacy back on. Stacy, how is it that you know O.J.? Hey, Stacy?
Yes?
How do you know O.J.?
Well, actually, if I say, I could get fired from my job.
Oh,
so
okay. All right.
I'd rather not say.
Fair enough.
All right, but will he know the name Stacy?
No. I don't know him personally, but he came into my job, and we have the phone number.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Very good. All right. Robbie, had any luck calling OJ?
Try one more time. He's got privacy protection on his phone.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know what? I don't care. He can have the hotline number. Give OJ the hotline. I don't care. Let OJ call us. I mean, we got this thing where we star 67 so people can't get our phone number. But a lot of people have their phones set up that if you're being star 67, it won't take the call.
You know, and after the trouble he's been in recently, maybe you can pitch him on Dish Network.
Juice, don't do this. Why are you doing this?
All right.
And it's a 305 area code, so it's South Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's on our time zone. Good.
All right. So what's the deal, Robbie? Is it ringing?
Yeah, no answer yet.
How many rings?
This is the third ring.
Third ring.
He might be outside in his robe.
Hold on.
Who have I reached? This is Rob. I'm calling on behalf of Stacy. Is O.J. Simpson available, please? Can you come on the air with us a moment, sir?
Just to say hello?
Just to say hello.
That Stacy can win $500?
He says it's not juice. What's that, sir?
Oh, it's not. It's not the juice.
Do you have a number where we could reach him? It's very important. O.J.'s won a prize. My name is Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike radio show.
OJ's on a
prize. And if we can get in touch with OJ, we've got a cash prize for
him. He might buy it.
But this is the number. Hello? He hung up.
All right.
He said he's not going to give me the number.
Stacy.
And if we have a cash prize, we should try back later.
Stacy, sorry about that.
It's okay. It was worth a try.
Yeah. Good try, honey. Good try.
You guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Thank you. Thanks. You know what? Thank you for the number. That'll be one that we'll just put on our Rolodex to give it a try again at some point.
OJ.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, hi.
Hey, listen, guys, I want to tell you why I think that was not Chris Tucker.
Why?
I've been listening to you guys for about a year now, off and on. I live right outside of New York City. And I always know it's Glenn the janitor about 30 seconds before you guys do. And I've only been listening for a year.
Now, listen, see, here's the thing. You got to know. This guy, Howard G.
Right.
That guy is a friend of ours, and he does commercials in the D.C. area.
We know him.
We know him, so his authenticity is beyond reproach. We've had him on the show.
And we also know...
Listen to my reasoning, though.
Okay.
Do you guys actually think that Chris Tucker talks like that in real life when he's not acting like he's Jackie Chan's partner in Rush Hour? Do you think he's all hyped up like that and talking at 100 miles an hour?
If he was on the set of a movie up in Baltimore, and incidentally, that has also been confirmed, that he is up in Baltimore on the set of a movie, yeah, it is entirely possible.
All right, then I want to give my vote for that guy. I think that's a $500.
That's $300. Chris Tucker's a $300. Billy Joel's $300. Yeah. Chris Tucker's $300. Thank you, though, my friend.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me try one more here. Rob, I know we got a break. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, this is Rob.
Rob, who you got? Who do you know?
I don't think it's thick enough now, but Mike might know who it is. Bobby Richardson. He was a catcher for the Yankees back in the 50s.
Oh. Wow. You do better with Thurman Munson.
Low and outside, sir.
You call Thurman Munson, man. You got to call him with a shovel. we will break. He was famous Yankee catcher whose plane went down. We'll be back. And hold on. Is this Howard G calling back?
The cellular shovel.
Let's get the update. Hello, Howard?
Yes.
Was he pissed?
Yeah, he wasn't pissed, but like he said, he told me that he just didn't know what was going on, and he was wondering how did you guys get that number. See, that's what I'm saying. Don't too many people know he's supposed to be in Baltimore. I mean, he ain't telling a lot of people that he's coming to town.
All right, good.
So he just wanted to find out what's going on.
You got it right. Howard, you're in first place.
Good job.
All right. What about that OJ person? Did they come through or what?
No, OJ didn't come through, so we're going to give this one more break.
And, okay.
Right now you're in the lead. A good.
All right. Hey, I hope I can come on the air with you guys for Black History Month. You know, it's coming up.
Of course, Howard G. You're welcome for Black History Month. Rob, stop that.
What?
Okay. Stop that, Rob.
I didn't do anything.
What Rob say?
No, Rob's giving me the cutoff sign. Like, no Black History Month.
Howard, I'm kidding, of course.
You know, Rob. All right, hold on there, Howard G. Hold on a second. Chris Tucker. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's your leader right now.
Well, that's fun.
That's a good game.
It's Chris Tucker. You got anybody better than Chris Tucker?
Call us.
Hot movie star? We'll pay according to the star that you can deliver at 877-365-3636. National number DC 202-432-1067 in New York, 877-692-1027. You keep calling. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show. members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
Hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That has something to do with Mark Twain, I think.
Rob, I mean.
Now, the contest is continuing here, the Who Do Ye Know contest. James Brown will join us from the Super Bowl in a second.
Mm-hmm. Can he win?
One of the guys on the telephone who has dropped off is a guy from Texas who has, I believe, Steven Spielberg's phone number.
Wow.
Rob, why don't you... hold on. Let me pick this one up. This might be JB calling right now.
I think it could be.
So we got Steven Spielberg coming up. Also, Willie Mays. And I think it says on the screen, Jimmy J.J. Walker. Yeah, pick that up. And see if it's JB.
Hey, JB. It was
is it JB?
I think it is. And who doesn't have J.J. Walker's phone number?
Oh, yeah, sounds great.
All right, well, then we'll go to JB now. Uh-huh. We'll do some Super Bowl talk. And then everybody else, is it JB?
Yeah.
All right, then everybody else just you know, cool your jets, and we'll get back to Who Do Ye Know. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now from New Orleans, the host of the best show on television, Fox NFL Sunday. Here is our friend, the great JB, James Brown. Hey, JB.
Yeah. Don and Mike, first of all, I had to get ready for you guys. I went to the gym this morning, had to do a little exercising because I know this is always an exercise in intellectual gymnastics with you guys. And I'm on the treadmill, and I'm puzzled because we're set to put in weight, and you heard Bradshaw and Howie getting all on my case about weight. I didn't know whether to put in my birth weight or my real weight. What's going on, fellas? It's good hearing your voices again.
JB, always great hearing you. I know we say it all the time, but it's really true. You're great on that show because you have those other DAs just constantly talking over you, constantly making comments, and you're trying to get your point in.
You keep it together.
The first thing I have to know this morning, this is totally unrelated to the Super Bowl. I understand that today you were on the Jack Diamond Morning Show,
okay.
And I have to know, is that guy the biggest load you've ever spoken to in your life?
You know, the one thing about you guys is I know you will speak your mind. I actually had a blast with them. They were wonderful. And you know what? For that hour,
he's
what
a
nice, easy way to wake up.
He's a dick. Let me play you what some other celebrities have said about him. Here is, are you familiar with the show King of Queens?
Absolutely.
You know Leah Remini?
Yes, I do.
All right, listen, here is what Leah Remini had to say.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
See?
Is a horse's ass.
Wow.
Now, what about the famous wrestler Mankind?
Mick Foley. Hi, this is pro wrestler Mankind.
Jack Diamond
is a
horse's ass.
Thank you.
Now, could we add you to that list? Will you say this is JB? Jack Diamond is a horse's ass?
You know what? Unfortunately, you guys will be extremely disappointed because I can only judge people by the way they treat me. And this is what I've heard now. And you guys have been wonderful to me, even though I've heard some very disparaging remarks you make about Terry and Howie. But the good thing is that you do it to their faces.
Right.
And that's good. And Jack Diamond has been nothing short of sensational with me. I'm so sorry. Because you know what? You have to have one dissenting voice anyway.
All right, would you just for the record, would you just say horse's ass?
Oh, I can't do that. You know what? Hey, if I go to church next Sunday and I'm up preaching to the youth and they say, JB, how did you put that in biblical context? I can only say I went to the book of Don and Mike, which of course is being added to the Bible now. And I know it's being reviewed to see if it can be approved. That's the only way I could justify it.
Could you simply say horse's behind? A horse's hind quarters? you don't have to say Jack. You don't have to say Jack Diamond.
I knew I was getting into it, but I honestly can't say anything bad about him.
I know
this will be the last time that you guys will have me on the show, but I honestly can't say anything derogatory about him.
All right, how about towards me? Can you say Don Geronimo is a horse's hindquarters?
I love Don and Mike. I love them.
Wow,
you know, the only thing is, you self-deprecating humor. If you want me to blast on myself talking about I can't blast you guys either.
And say, JB is a horse's hindquarters.
All right, here you go. 3, 2, 1. JB is a ham hock.
Very good. That'll work. Thank you. We'll take that. Someone get that
check. Somehow, I think through the magic of editing, that's going to be appended to a Jack Diamond comment.
So. Your hands are clean.
There you go, JB. Well, now listen, I want to ask you seriously your feelings about not only the game, but the fact that this will be the last game that John and Pat call together. How much attention are you guys on the pregame show going to focus on that, and how important is the game in that regard to John and Pat?
Hey, Don and Mike, first of all, thanks for asking the question, because John and Pat, and certainly Pat above all, wouldn't have it any other way. They want the focus to be on the game itself. While I know that Pat and John have been together for 21 years, pregame shows have evolved radically so from back in the days of the NFL Today with Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, Phyllis George, and Jimmy the Greek. They still maintain that the recipe should be focused on the game itself. We will deal with Pat in a post-game setting. Certainly, I will acknowledge the 21 years together and how we're losing one of the game's best when I toss it to him from the pregame show to the game crew. But we won't do any more than that until the postgame. But the guy is deserving of every accolade possible, because he truly is the Kitsune Howe.
Yeah, agreed. There's nothing like Summerall and Madden calling the game. Sad to see that's happened the way that it's happened, and I'm glad that, you know, of course you guys will handle that with class and with dignity. Is Jillian coming down for the show?
Boy, Jillian has upset the town. Have you guys had her on your show?
Yeah. One time, yeah.
She is very quick-witted, very bright. She is in town to host the Playboy party, the MTV party, and the Maxim party. Mm. So she's going to be enjoying herself thoroughly in that regard. And, yes, she will be on the set doing something. Actually, I think we asked to her to get a report on the tailgating parties as well as those other parties that I mentioned.
And, JB, I read something in USA Today, although I know that both you and I and Buzz and many others in this room share long-standing marriages. I just want all the guys to know that there's hope out there, that I've read that Jillian is separated from her husband.
Boy, has Hollywood gone crazy with that.
Yeah.
The security that we have at Fox Network Central is not just because of the heightened state of security associated with post 9/11, but because of Jillian making the announcement in Hollywood that she's now a single woman.
Wow.
And she claims she's a little uncomfortable and out of practice in terms of what it all entails. There are a ton of people who want to refamiliarize her.
Yeah, of course. Gotcha. About the game. JB, I said on the air the other day to Mike, I said, I don't care how many points the Rams are favored by, I'll take the Rams no matter what. I think that they're going to win whether it's by 14, by 21, by 28. What are your thoughts? Do the Patriots have a shot?
They do have a shot, and if I may, just in terms of talking about the Patriots for a second, they have earned their way into the biggest game of the season. True, there is a legitimate asterisk by the victory over Oakland because of the controversial call and the overturning of that call by way of the replay. I understand that, and Oakland fans have a right to be upset. However, New England went on from there to beat the team with the number one rated defense in the National Football League and one of the best ground attacks running games in the NFL. They beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh on their own turf. So, yes, they've earned the right.
But believe me, they've got a tall task in front of them now because the Rams are full of nothing but flat-out track athletes. They're playing on turf in the dome. That favors them amazingly so. And the only way New England could prepare for that speed is to get out on 495 and try to defend the cars going by them.
All right, so you read between the lines. I think we know who you think is going to win. On a local note here, I know that you get your balls busted on the show sometimes because you're a Redskins guy. What are your thoughts about the hiring of Steve Spurrier?
You know, clearly that was Dan Snyder's guy all along. I am just very happy, and let me say this. It wasn't because I was a Marty Schottenheimer fan. Not that I have anything against him. I had no vote in the matter. I would love to have seen Terry Robiskie be given the opportunity because I thought he had a chance to really make a dent with the team. However, Schottenheimer, given his style of play, which is boring indeed, but is conservative and effective, I thought he did a remarkable job in turning the team around when he tried to make it work with Jeff George, who was Dan Snyder's choice. Once they realized that George wasn't the guy, they jettisoned him after two games, and they got things in track. But good for Marty that he negotiated a deal that's going to pay him $7.5 million on the remaining part of that contract.
Right.
So he's covered. And now, you know, Dan's got his guy, so let's see what happens.
All right.
Clearly, it ought to be a more fun brand of offense that we're looking at if they can get the right ingredients to make it work.
And I'm reading here, last thing, about how Fox is paring down the cost this year. The last time you guys had the Super Bowl, your set was worth $350,000. This year, it's only $150,000, and in Miami, for the last Super Bowl Fox had, they spent $400,000 on phones. Now, it's only $150,000.
Wow.
And the reason I'm giving some credence to what you're saying is because they didn't tell us that. I guess they want us to be surprised come Sunday.
well, listen, finally, we got an instant feedback here. Can you stop Chris Collinsworth from dancing during your show?
Well, quite honestly, how would you grade his dance on a 1 to 10 scale?
He's whiter than we are.
Right.
Chris was a big party boy when he was down in Florida, and of course when he played in the early years of with Cincinnati, he had a home down in Tampa, Florida, on the water, and I understand that that was the party place, his poor dancing notwithstanding.
Wow. And I know that you won't mention this on the air, but you might want to tell Howie, who was on just a couple of weeks ago with us, that, I saw Jimmy Kimmel on Letterman last week, and Jimmy Kimmel alluded to the fact that Howie is a homo.
Well, you know what? Jimmy would not want to say anything more about Howie. As good a guy as Howie is, I mean, we all tease him and call him the big handsome stud. He's enjoying tremendous post-athletic career success with his commercials and the like.
Right.
But let me tell you something. Howie, you don't want to see him get primitive. There's no one I would go into battle with other than Howie because Big Boy is very, very serious.
Yep.
And he's probably had it up to his neck now.
And finally, at any point during the Super Bowl weekend, are you going to be partying with Rudy Marcy?
As a matter of fact, I sat with Rudy yesterday, and we saw him in our meeting today. But what message would you like for me to pass along to him?
Tell him we miss him.
Yeah, we miss him.
Oh, no kidding.
We miss him. Yeah, the editors at USA Today, they don't like him being on a show like this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, I will pass the message along. Hey, if we can do it, why can't Rudy do it?
Exactly.
Amen to that. Precisely.
JB, get back to whatever you were doing. The show starts, I believe, on
3 o'clock
Friday. The show starts Friday.
Yeah.
It goes all the way through Sunday.
Runs through Monday, actually.
And JB and the guys, they go on at 3 games, about 6:15. You are the best, and you guys are the best. And thank you for being on the show, JB.
Hey, fellas, truly, I enjoy being with you, and I hope you'll call me on again. Ham hock notwithstanding.
You got it. All right, thank you, JB.
Take care. Bye-bye.
What a good guy.
What a jerk.
Great James Brown.
Yeah, hard to find anybody who doesn't like James Brown.
He's amazing. He truly is.
JB started over at Channel 9 and worked his way up the food ladder. Are we working on cutting up the tape now that says Jack Diamond is a ham hock?
Yeah, we have Joe Artinger on it, filling in perhaps any verbs or adjectives that need to be added.
JB knew what we were doing.
Yeah,
of course.
He knew.
Well, he gave us the 3-2-1 count.
Right.
Whenever you're laying a
vocals down, you always do it. He knows.
Well, I can't say anything bad about you, Don, or Mike. Or...
Right.
Okay, well, how about yourself?
Well, all right, 3, 2, 1. Maybe it's a ham hock.
We're going to get.
That was great.
I was hoping you could get him to say something about Randy Cross.
Well, Randy Cross is CBS.
Yeah, that's why he might say.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't, because he's even weirder about stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess.
About saying something about somebody in the industry.
Right.
All right, well, there's JB, and you heard him. Rams by 100, at least. Not a chance. Yeah. The Patriots, not a chance this weekend. And
you don't want to see Howie get primitive.
And I'm glad that they're going to be bronzing part of Pat Summerall's stomach.
That'll be lovely
after the game.
Just bits of it.
Yeah, just bits of throw up and intestines and stuff that are going to be given to him after the game.
That goes to the loser of the Super Bowl. The winner gets the Lombardi Trophy and the loser gets a hunk of stomach.
You know, I think that's actually going to be a reason that people might watch the game, even if it's like 45-10 in the fourth quarter, because there's a chance that Madden will get all blubbery. And
there's no one better in a blowout than that team. I mean, because they can really make a blowout be entertaining.
And it being this is their last game together, it'd be like, you know, by the end of the game, Madden will be mounting Summerall.
Making out that Pat has a good game. Because, you know, he's been hot and cold all season long. He had a lot of beg your pardons last week.
Yeah, you know what? At the party, how about this? How about everybody does a shot every time he says beg your pardon?
That'll be good. Well, none of us will be at work on Monday.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
This is Claudia from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Claudia.
Well, I don't know any celebrities' phone numbers, but I had a comment. Actually, I do know Lauren Holly. How much would she be worth?
Lauren Holly, she'd be a $200.
$200, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be worth it to get her phone number.
No.
Listen, Stacy called in and said she had OJ's number, and someone over there said, why would OJ know a white woman?
Yeah,
think about it.
I was joking. I was being facetious.
Well, think about it. That's all we know.
There was a bit of sarcasm there.
No, she agrees. No, she agrees with you, Buzz. Don't be so offensive.
No, I know. That's all
OJ knows.
That's all
OJ knows.
White women.
Call on. Nicole, I mean, you don't know any black women.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're going to hammer it home.
Calling from the university.
See you later. Oh, that's right. UCKF.
Yeah, the Universal College of the Knowledge Federation.
Explain it, you drain it.
And more importantly, really, as far as that lady Stacy goes, how could she know OJ and still be alive?
That's true. She could be in hiding.
How could she be a white woman who knows OJ and still be alive?
Good question, though.
As far as I know, he kills all the white women.
No, he was in church.
When we come back, I know we've gotten away from this because we had JB on, but we got the guy from Texas who claims he knows Steven Spielberg. We have a guy from New York who claims he knows Willie Mays.
Hey!
We got the guy from Texas who claims he knows Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Ooh.
And a guy from D.C. who claims he has Dion's phone number. So I don't know where they fall out on the pay scale.
Where do we start?
I gotta think that of those, I'd say Steven Spielberg and Willie Mays are your biggest names.
Yeah, Spielberg ahead of Mays.
No, I don't know. Willie Mays is like maybe one of the greatest baseball players ever. I don't know. Rob, it's just because he's black, isn't it, right?
I never said that.
You don't
that.
Want a black man to win this contest.
I never said that.
Yeah, I know it's chilling, Rob, the fact that you know, Chris Tucker is leading the contest right now. Oh, but Rob, just for you, good news.
Yes?
As it turns out, it's not Jimmy J. Walker.
Oh?
It's Jerry Jeff Walker, who is a white country singer.
Oh, bring him on then. $600 winner.
Jerry Jeff.
Nice to see you.
A white country singer. Okay, so we're going to break, and we're going to get back to Who Do Ye Know?
Ye.
We'll do one more round on this.
Hey.
Call us on the toll freeze. Use your local number if you got one for your station. Right now, the biggest celebrity we've talked to today is Chris Tucker. We'll pay $300 for that. If you got one better than that, we'll go as high as $500.
Wow.
Call us now with Who Do Ye Know, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day, and call this number. You dumb son of a bitch, you don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek, and
son of a bitch.
Huh? Wait a minute. Run that by me again. I don't understand it. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and $5. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. son of a bitch. Somebody gonna tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up, take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they gonna lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm gonna do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No sh. Call now and play phone jeopardy. You. And them, too.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Damn strange. Getting into the home stretch here of Who Do Ye Know?
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Before we get to some more of your alleged celebrity phone calls, let me tell you that Saturday night, we're going to somebody's house.
Yeah.
To do the Las Vegas-style show. Secret location. Trust me, you'll hear all about it.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday's episodes. But we do have a winner in the Las Vegas style show from your home contest.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to someone's house on Saturday night. You'll hear about it on Monday. Next week on the show, they hate this idea at the corporate office.
What?
Too bad.
What now?
The booger eat-off.
They must hate it.
Like there's some problem with eating something that comes out of your own body.
People have called us already saying they want to play.
Yep, we're going to have the big booger eat-off next week. And we have a sponsor for the booger eat-off, incidentally.
Now, that's pretty amazing.
We're going to be giving away money. We actually have the client doesn't know yet.
Oh, wow.
That the money that we're going to be giving away is because we give it away for eating boogers.
Is it contact? Is it? No kidding?
I swear to God.
Wow.
Swear to Christ.
That's terrific.
Well, I figured it's a tie-in.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
A great tie-in.
Contact cold medication.
Right.
It'll be the $1,000 booger eat-off this week on the show. Let's see. The debut of Porto football.
All right.
That's coming soon. And,